Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Lift up your hands and let's pray. You want to pray that, Father, speak to me. Let me hear your word today. I don't want to live here the same. I don't want to live here the same.
Your light and majesty give up everything. Suffer the hand of those who are created.
Come on, lift up your voice and pray.
Oh my God.
Come on.
I will love you. Hey, you are the only one who died.
Come on,
give your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Hey, I really want to
come on.
I will love you. Hey, you are the only one. Die for me. Give your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration.
Father, we thank you for this season and this moment. Of all that we've done, we still want to take time and hear from you. Because the things you say is what makes us hear. The things you teach is what makes us know. Holy Spirit, this is your time. Come magnify Jesus and make him glorious in this atmosphere. And be exalted and be glorified, even now and forevermore. And let the blessed people give him a shout of praise and take their seat in the presence of a living God. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning already? We give God the praise. We give him all the honor. We bless his holy name. And I believe it's going to be a blessing in our lives. As I indicated earlier, first things and first place always belongs to God. And it's so important what you do with first things and first place. This month, the Lord wants to bring us into first place significance. The Lord wants to bring his church and as individuals to a first place significance. In other words, having come into the year, God expects us to know what to do in order to place him first. To know what to do in order to place him first. In Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 33, which is very popular to us as a church, he says that, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek ye first. Whatever you seek becomes valuable to you. Whatever you seek gives you a drive. Whatever you seek, as a matter of fact, you seek with passion. Passion. And you are willing to put that thing first. Whatever you seek is valuable to you. Whatever you seek is what drives you. It gives you passion, and you are willing to put that thing first. This is an important truth. Remember last 31st night, I was telling you that in life, you are driven by something. There is something that drives you, irrespective of who you are. It's either you are being driven by self, or you are being driven by the Holy Ghost. When you are being driven by self, is when you look to yourself for any performance or any outward accomplishment. But when you are being driven by the Holy Ghost, you take your supply and your strength from the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? So what drives you? Whatever drives you, you put that thing first. Whatever is your passion, you put that thing first. Now the question this morning is, what are you putting first in your life this year? What are you putting first in your time? What are you putting first in your place? I'm talking about the order of importance. What are you putting first? Praise God. Jesus did not miss words. He said that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In other words, in keeping first things first, God graciously releases added blessings. That is the secret of life. And is the secret of prosperity in Christ Jesus. That in seeking first the kingdom of God, in keeping first the first things, what happens is that God graciously releases added blessings unto you. Praise God. As I said in Matthew 22, verse 32 to 38, the place of first things is the place of God and for God. The place of first things is the place of God and for God. He said, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Push it. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. Amazing. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence. Which one are you? Are you a Pharisee or you are a Sadducee? They were gathered together
of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and say, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Now 38 says, this is the first and great commandment. Wow. The first place belongs to God and for God. He said, in putting God first means that God is taking preeminence over everything. He said, which one is the greatest of the commandments? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul. And this is the first. So the first is to love God. In putting God first means to what? To love God. In the first place. In the first place. In the first place. The first place, first things with God. What a blessing. Now, it is important for us to understand that God's purpose and intention to bless us is tied to how we treat Him in our order of priority. His blessings for our lives, His purpose and intention is to bless us. And the blessing is tied with how we treat Him in our order of priority. Every blessing of God is not on a silver platter. God does not just bless. So be careful when you pray and say, God bless me. Every blessings of God is tied to how well you treat Him in your priority to Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added. The other blessings does not come until you have placed Him first in all things. This year, your blessing, which will manifest in your promotion and elevation, your fruitfulness, your increase, and everything that God is set to do, is tied on one premise. That is how you place Him in an order of what? Priority. How you place it? In order of what? 1 Samuel 2, 30b. 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse number 30b. What a blessing. He says, wherefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. Is that the word of God? Them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly this is God. So if Pastor Obed does some, am I wrong? Now this is, it says that those who honor me, I will also what? Honor. But those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. I told you from many times this year, I've been telling you, how you perceive God determines how he treats you. Praise God. If you put him first, he will always put you first. If you despise him, you will be, it will shock you that you say, I've been going to church all this while. I've been praying even 40 days. Pastor, I did some. But look at my life. Look at myself. Nothing to show. It looks like things are even worse. Yes, your frustration is not as a result of the things you didn't do right, but the things you didn't obey right. It is not the things you do, but how you obey. Do you know, in a church settings like these, people can easily occupy themselves with activity and yet not obey, and yet not even saved. You can occupy yourself with, I know somebody in this house, he works, she works like Nika Nika, but no word from this altar has he ever responded. No instruction has he ever won. And it pities me, because if she had been able to combine instruction, obeying instructions, with her zeal, she would have gone far, like Usain Bolt. Praise God. So listen, don't think that Nyankopon there, he's merciful. No. He's the same God who is telling you this. That be it far from me, for them that honor me. Who is he that honor him? The one that place him first in all things. That's why I started asking the question. What do you put first in your life? What are you putting first with your time? Who are you putting first in your place? Or the order of priority? I pray that God will not despise us. I pray that this year will not be lightly esteemed because we have despised God. I've always said that any decision that you make at the expense of God and his kingdom, that decision is a despise to God. He must take the precedent. He must take the preeminence. He must be the one to take first in all decisions. Will this thing bring any glory to God? Number one, will this benefit the kingdom of God? How will my life, my time, even my money benefit the kingdom of God? Or bring somebody to Christ? That these are the questions you should be thinking anytime you are making decisions. And when you do that, God will also honor you. God will honor you. God will honor you. I thank God for this God nature that by God's grace I have. Yes. No. Under no circumstance. Under no circumstance. All my decisions, I make sure that the kingdom, God and his kingdom, come first. Naturally, I've been telling some of you, I am tilted towards anybody with the same heart to see the kingdom of God what? Move forward. So if you are here, it looks like pastor doesn't really, that's your pastor there. I say, hey, the person, check your heart. Tell somebody, check your heart. You see, you come into alignment automatically when I see that this heart is uncompromising concerning the things of God. You come into automatic alignment. What a blessing. I pray that God give you that grace. Hallelujah. Now, it is important for us to note, as I stated earlier, that the way we treat first things, or the way you govern first things in your life, set the pattern for how others will follow. The way you govern first things in your life, set a pattern how others will follow. So how, there's a Japanese proverb that I always talk about that says that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step. If you want to walk to Accra and you don't start, how do you get there? Praise God. But the first step is so important, because the first step is what determines how the rest of the steps are going to be. Praise God. So this is how I put it, that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the right step. The right step. The right step. The Bible says that the end of a thing is better than its beginning. The Bible says that God, it says that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Everybody has an expectation of a better ending. Are you with me? But for every expected end of a better ending, must have a great start. Must have what? Many of you have witnessed 100 meter dash. Those days, when Usain Bolt start the race, you know you win. You know you won. He doesn't. He's not a slow pacer. He's not somebody who works his way. Right from pop, he's there. Pop, he's there. Praise God. So, how you govern first things determines how others, or how your pattern of life will be. This is an important truth. Keep it and it will help you. Praise God. So that you don't play with first things. You don't play with first things. I tried as much as possible that on the first Sunday we start church on time. And we did, irrespective of many of you, your lateness. Because first things are so important. First things. Because you have not valued first things in your life, you have never seen the best of the rest. Because you have not valued first things, you have not seen the best of what? The rest. Because when you value first things and position yourself in first things, the rest becomes the best. Somebody's blessed. What will set the pattern is your understanding in doing first things first. There's one thing to know, and there's another thing to do. Even there's one thing to hear. Many of you are hearing me, but none will know, and none will do. They said, knowledge is power. It's never true. Go tell the teachers that knowledge is not what? Power. But the applied knowledge is what gives you what? Power. Because if you sit in medical school for over 7 years and you now say that, no, I want to practice law, the knowledge you acquired for 7 years, is it power to you? No. Praise God. So the applied knowledge is what gives you all power. So many of you may hear this. You may be listening to these things, but it may not necessarily mean anything to you. But it is the understanding and doing, and that is wisdom. Wisdom, simply defined, is knowing what to do and doing it. Knowing what to say and saying it. Knowing where to go and going there. Knowing alone doesn't apply to wisdom. But knowing what to do and what? Doing it. I pray that today, may the Holy Spirit give you wisdom. Wow. What a blessing. Amazing things. Wow. So, what is first fruit? What is first fruit? From the Hebrew, I want to be very fast because my time is up. From the Hebrew, it is called bikorum. Say bikorum. Bikorum. And the word bikorum means the promise to come. The promise to come. So when we talk about first fruit or first things, it says bikorum, which means the promise to come. Now, in Numbers 23, verse 19, it says that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Amazing. Say, God is not a man. In other words, whatever God says, he means it. And whatever he means, he says it. He's not a man who will say one thing today and say, how I wish you had come earlier. I'm sorry, next time. His promises, he means it. And his promises, he wants to do it or wants it to be fulfilled. Malachi 3 verse 6, for see, therefore I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Praise God. The Lord does not change in his promises. He doesn't say this today and tomorrow say, no, I think I can work on it later. No. Praise God. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now, I want you to consider the scriptures that I'm reading. He said that I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed into him against that day. So God is faithful to the extent that that which you commit into his hands, he's able to keep it. Praise God. Ephesians 3:20 says that now unto him that is absolutely able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. Praise God. First things first. Now, when you commit to God that which is first, because first things belong to Him. Number one, understand that He is faithful. His promises are yea and they are amen. He wouldn't say one thing and go against His word on another word. Whatever He says, He brings it to pass. Praise God. And that which is committed to Him, He is faithful to keep it, to make it work, to make it live and not die. Praise God. God causes that which is entrusted to Him to be supernatural. To be supernatural. Why? Because God is holy. And whatever is entrusted to Him also becomes holy and becomes supernatural. It becomes supernatural. God is a supernatural being. And whatever you give to Him, whenever you place Him in the first place, what happens is that that thing also becomes what? Supernatural. Praise God. We have example of Abraham. Genesis 12 verse number 1-3. Then we saw what God did with him. In chapter number 15 verse 5 and 6. And eventually 22 verse number 1-18. Time will not allow us to read. How God sustained even the people of Israel when they committed to Him the first things. When they gave Him first priority in all things. Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 21. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 21 and again Deuteronomy 29 verse 5. It says that yea, 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old and their feet swelled not. How many years? No, how many days? No, how many days? Oh. What is there? So how many days? 40 years. Just give me that correct answer. Praise God. I want you to know that we are not talking about days. But we are talking about what? 40 years. 40 years did thou sustain them. Praise God. In the wilderness. So that they lack nothing. Their cloth was not old. Every single day, God renewed their cloth. Their clothes, they never wear nor dried up. The color did not fade. Wow. And their feet swelled not. Amazing. How was this possible? Go to Deuteronomy 29:5. Deuteronomy 29:5. He said, and I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxing old upon thy what? Thy foot. Praise God. So, in buttressing the first point, God told the people of Israel, Now that you are leaving Egypt, I have blessed you so much. I have given you such and such. Because he told the people to go to their counterparts, the Egyptians, and to take from them such and such. You can imagine. So somebody on the way, today's version, will give them Mercedes-Benz. Take along your journey. Will give them gold bar. Take along your journey. Will give them Versace. Take along your journey. Will give me some of the names. iPhone 13 Pro. Take along your journey. Praise God. So they left Egypt. The Bible says that whilst they had plundered, in fact, the whole of the economy of Egypt, the Israelites took away. You can imagine. That was the more reason why Pharaoh sat down and said, no, it looks like I've lost so much. If I should allow these people to go, my economy will come crashing. So let us chase them and bring them what? Back. They had wealth. They had what? And it was all in the service of God. Because the mandate was that, let my people go that they may what? Serve. So God blessed them with everything they needed in order to serve him. Whatever you have, whatever you do, everything around you, whatever you can boast of, is not for you. Look at somebody and say, it's not for you. It is for the service of God. Never make mistake. The day you assume that I'm working for myself, I take salary for myself, I do this for myself, that day you start coming down. Because your primary goal or your mandate in life is not to do the work you are doing. Guy, if your whole life is to do the work you are doing and take that meager salary, then you have failed. You have all. We must labor and invest in things that are eternal. Things that have much value. He said, how can a man exchange his soul when he gains the whole world and loses all his whole life? There is nothing valuable than the soul of a man. Are you with me? So if whatever you are doing is not bringing souls, it's not adding any value to the kingdom of God, you are most miserable. You are most miserable. Because God knew that in order for you to serve me, I must provide for you. At least you must get something going. You'll be wearing shirts to come to church. You'll be eating. You need some strength. You need that. So he brought that job your way. He brought that opportunity your way. He gave you that educational laurels so that you can get to a certain level where you can influence people. Are you with me? All in his what? Service. All in his service. All in his service. Praise God. So when they got to the wilderness, they needed to build a tabernacle. And God said, every one of you, from the things you took from the people of Egypt, I want a portion of God, of a son. Then this one will go into her closet and go and bring that expensive leather bag that was given, that they should tear it up and use the leather for the service of the work. That's why we go and go and bring the gold bar and say, use this for the brazen altar or the Ark of the Covenant. This one will come. Oh, I have this shoe. You can remove the leather and do something with it. Every everything, the Bible says, that was used in the building of the tabernacle was what the people brought. Praise God. And because they did that, the Bible says, for 40 years. 40 years. Not 40 days. Not even 1 year. You are thinking of how you are going to survive this year. Only this year, Paul. Look at the stress on you. How you survive this year. Because now it is obviously clear that if you are able to survive for a year, then in fact, it's like you have been given 10 years. That is how it is. Praise God. But for 40 years, God sustained them. I pray that in this season, as you position God first, He will sustain you. He will provide for you. He will take care of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amazing. My time is up. So in closing, what am I trying to say? But Jesus said unto them that for you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them that are without, it is given in parables. Mysteries of the kingdom. So there are mysteries. It means that there are things hidden in the kingdom that has to be exposed to you, the believer. So there are things we do in church, the unbelievers have no idea. In fact, it doesn't make sense to them. But for us, it becomes key to our success and our increase. And that one is putting God first in all things. Are you with me? Now, just to fast track because of time, how would God know that you are putting Him first if you don't have the heart to give Him what you have? In fact, the best way to express love is to give. Remember the scripture we read? He said that thou wilt love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul. Is that also? How do you love God then? You love God by way of what? Your giving. By way of your giving. By way of your giving. Now, what God requires from us as church and as individual, that on the first month like this, we will give Him our best. We will position Him in first when it comes to our finances. Praise God. Because when you position God first in your finances, what happens is that all other income also become God's. In positioning God first in all things, especially your finances, makes God part. Finances. Makes God part of what? Your finances. It makes God part of your finances. And when God is part of your finances, it means that nothing will go bad when it comes to your money. Praise God. This is a principle that is proven and tested. Proven and tested. Last year or so, I remember Sebastian gave a testimony on this. And that was his first time. When he had come to church, he heard me say that this season is our season of first fruit. And then he took a step of faith. At that time, he was not working. And God, through the first fruit, gave him a job. Not only so, after the first fruit, he started doing well in the job. To the extent that he became the best salesman and had an opportunity to travel outside Ghana. How many of you were here when he testified? Praise God. Not only so, there have been countless testimonies of how people have seen their financial laurels or fortunes changed overnight. All because when you put God first, He also places you first. Time is already spent. I don't want to go much into details, but what God is committing us to in this season is for us to put Him first, more especially in area of finances. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Now, what is first fruit? It is the first of your kind, the first of your produce, the first of the thing that God has blessed you with. The thing God bless you with first belongs to God. In other words, your first salary in the year belongs to God. When you secure a job, your first salary of that new job belongs to God. Listen, this have worked. I know some of you, you got job, you never brought your first salary. You took it for granted. God is having mercy on you. But listen, the end is coming. Because whatever God is not part of, it doesn't last. Can I come clear? No. Look at your face. I said, whatever. Whatever God is not involved, that's not what. The things that last are the things that God Himself is involved. The Bible says, whatsoever the Lord doeth is forever. So whatever does not last does not see God in it. Am I speaking to somebody here? Listen, this is not by any way, as I said, I'm not talking to everybody. Because I know some of you, no matter what happens, you still want to be where you are in terms of your finances. And I'm never going to push you there. Because there are things I don't need to do for you. I can only direct and teach you. Are you understanding me? Yes. But for anyone who believes in the word of God and believes in what I'm saying, listen, it will surprise you the limit and the height that God will take you. I have never played with it. I have made sure it's working for me. And for anyone, I will encourage you that in this season of first things first, commit yourself and it shall be a blessing. Be on your feet. Come on, do it better.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.